Listen and then answer the questions.
When English students sit their A-levels, it is not just a question of pass or fail. Each student who passes is given a grade, and for some students, anything other than the top grade is a failure. This is because universities want only the very best students, and they select them on the basis of A-level grades, using a point system which allocates higher points to better grades. It is an accepted fact that more and more students are getting the top A grade. Why? Are the students getting better? Or are the exams getting easier? Mr. David Miliband, the government minister for schools, has one opinion. According to him, it is because children are being better taught. And the leaders of two associations of head teachers agree with him, claiming that the standard of teaching has never been higher. But these comments are not coming from the front line of the battle to educate the youth of England. A different point of view can be heard from among at least some of those who work daily with the students. One head teacher firmly believes that the academic value of A-levels has declined. A GCSE examiner complains that he is being instructed to give top grades in English literature to students whose answers are full of spelling and grammar mistakes. And when not enough students achieve the top level, the authorities change the exam to make it easier, as they are doing with the new maths A level. Whatever the reasons for it, the rising number of top grade students is causing a headache for universities. Although each student also has a tutor's report, it is difficult for universities to tell which are the best students from the masses of well-qualified applicants who want to study at their institution. Unless the A-level system is reformed, they will have to develop a new and radically different selection process.